reaffirms its firm stance on supporting dialogue to resolve Iran's nuclear energy dispute. Syrian army takes control of a town in central province of Homs a day after taking full control of a strategic border town of Al-Qusair. Iran says Syria does not require Tehran's military assistance in its fight against foreign-backed militants. At least 10 people are killed and 53 others wounded in shootings and bombings in Iraq. And Turkish Prime Minister blames terrorists for anti-government demonstrations that continue to rock his country. In the name of God, the Compassionate, the Merciful, hello and welcome to the late edition of IRN in English News, coming to you live from Tehran. First of all, China's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency has reaffirmed China's firm stance on supporting dialogue to resolve Iran's nuclear energy dispute. Addressing a meeting of the IAEA Board of Governors in Vienna, Chang said that Beijing is firmly committed to pursuing dialogue and negotiations to settle the issue over Iran's peaceful nuclear activities. He added that China has been playing a constructive role in resuming talks between Iran and the P5+1 group and maintaining a diplomatic process. He said the Iranian nuclear issue is complicated and sensitive. Time and wisdom are needed to resolve this issue. Iran and the P5+1 group have held several rounds of talks, mainly over the Iranian nuclear energy program. As a permanent member of the UN Security Council, China has always reaffirmed Iran's right to use nuclear technology. Syrian army troops have taken control of Al-Daba town in the central province of Homs a day after they fully purged the strategic border town of Al-Qusair from foreign-sponsored militants. On Thursday, Syrian troops liberated the town after fierce exchange of fire with the militants. Syria's state television reported on Wednesday that Syrian forces had regained full control of Al-Qusair following 3 weeks of fighting. Many foreign-backed militants were killed or injured throughout the mob operations conducted by Syrian soldiers in the town. The militants fled to farms and a nearby village. Reports indicate that peace and security have been restored in the region. Syrian troops also pushed towards villages around Buwaida district near Qusair on Thursday. Foreign-backed militants were putting up a fierce fight around this region as Syrian security forces attacked the territory. Victory of Qusair by Syrian army soldiers was a significant gain for the Syrian people. Now, the Iranian Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs says Syria does not require the Islamic Republic's military assistance in its fight against foreign-backed militants. Hossein Amir Abdullahian said on Thursday that the recent victory scored by Syrian troops in the strategic town of Al-Qusair was a result of the struggles and perseverance of the Syrian nation and the army. The Iranian diplomat made the remark in response to a Wednesday statement by White House spokesman Jay Carney, claiming that the Syrian government could not contest the opposition control of Al-Qusair on its own and is depending upon Hezbollah and Iran. Amir Abdullahian, however, reiterated that the Islamic Republic of Iran will continue its strong support for Syria. Now, at least 10 people were killed and 53 others wounded in separate shootings and bombings in central and northern Iraq on Thursday. Up to 5 people, including 2 policemen, were killed and 30 others wounded when 2 roadside bombs detonated near a police patrol in Nahravan area southeast of Baghdad. In a separate incident, a booby-trapped car went off at the industrial area in Baghdad's southern district of Baldia, killing 2 people and wounding up to 14 others. Also in Baghdad, 6 people were wounded when a roadside bomb ripped through Al-Dawanin area southwest of the capital. In northern Iraq, gunmen broke into a house in Al-Zanjili district in central city of Mosul, some 400 kilometers north of Baghdad, and shot the 2 women before they fled the scene. Meanwhile, gunmen opened fire on a car carrying 4 soldiers in the southern part of Mosul, killing 1 and wounding 3 others. Now, Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan has laid the blame on terrorists and foreign suspects for anti-government demonstrations that continue to rock his country. Erdogan said 7 foreigners have been arrested in connection with the week-long protest rallies. However, he did not specify the nationalities of the detainees. Erdogan also refused to back down on the implementation of a controversial Istanbul development plan that has triggered anti-government demonstrations. Meantime, defiant protesters in Istanbul said they would not give up the park at the center of days of unrest after Prime Minister Erdogan announced plans for development, that development would go on.
It has to be, it has to stay as a park. And the constructions are totally so heavily, they didn't ask anything to the citizens. And we don't have any democracy, you know. They were accusing soldiers because they didn't have any democracy for the Islamic section. And I think for a long time we don't have any democracy for the democratic part, the other half of the country.
I think he's kidding, because we're not going to give up. We always fight for these trees, but he's saying always just one or three trees. This is not about just trees. This is about our souls. We don't want any mall. We want our trees, we want our parks, we want our Taksim Square. So I think he's kidding just because he can't get what he's wanted anymore.
Now, a car bomb went off near a NATO base in Nawzat district in southern Afghan province of Helmand on Thursday evening, causing casualties. According to officials, a militant rammed his explosive-laden vehicle into the gate of the Foreign Forces military base in Anzar Shali area of Nawzat district at around 5 p.m. local time. A provincial police official who talked on the condition of anonymity said the blast killed at least three Georgian soldiers and injured six other Georgian troopers. A Taliban spokesman claimed responsibility for the incident. He told local media that a Taliban member carried out the bombing, inflicting huge casualties on foreign soldiers. Now, Germany's industrial orders have dropped more than expected, highlighting the country's difficult struggle in recovering from a weak performance in winter and a recession in the Eurozone. The German Economic Ministry announced in a new data release on Thursday that the country's industrial orders fell by 2.3% in April. This new data comes 3 days after the International Monetary Fund halved its economic growth forecast for Germany to 0.3% for 2013. The fund said the cut was the result of persistent uncertainty about the prospects for the Eurozone's debt crisis that has affected Germany's exports and investment. Europe plunged into financial crisis in early 2008. The worsening debt crisis has forced EU governments to adopt harsh austerity measures and tough economic reforms, which have triggered incidents of social unrest and massive protests in many European countries. And here is a recap of our top stories. China reaffirms its firm stance on supporting dialogue to resolve Iran's nuclear issue. Syrian army takes control of a town in central province of Homs a day after taking full control of a strategic border town of Al-Bosayr. Iran says Syria does not require Tehran's military assistance in its fight against foreign-backed militants. At least 10 people are killed and 53 others wounded in shootings and bombings across Iraq. And Turkish Prime Minister blames terrorists for anti-government demonstrations that continue to rock his country. Official figures show that the unemployment rate in France increased in the first quarter of 2013, reaching its highest point since 1998. According to data released by France's National Statistics Institute, INSEE, on Thursday, the jobless rate rose to 10.8% in the first quarter of this year. The institute added that the unemployment rate in the Eurozone's second largest economy jumped by 0.3 percentage points compared to the fourth quarter of 2012. On May 30th, the French Labor Ministry said the number of unemployed people in the country reached a record high of 3.26 million in April. The high unemployment rate is considered a major challenge for Socialist President Francois Hollande, who has pledged to curb unemployment from the current level of more than 10% to a single-digit figure by December this year. Now, firefighters in Greece are complaining about the tough working and wage conditions amid an ongoing economic crisis in the country. More than half of Greece is covered by forests and plantations.
Almost 50% of Spain is forest. Every year, hundreds of fires devastate the country during the summer. Last year, more than 200,000 hectares were burned in different fires. The main way to reduce this cost is the prevention. And this duty falls on the forest firefighters. The work of the forest firefighters is very hard, but the service was privatized some years ago. Now, the two licensed companies want to reduce the firefighters' salaries in 50% and make them work at 10% more. This offer was too much for the workers that can't accept it. Today, the firefighters protested in front of the General Direction of Civil Protection of Madrid Regional Government in defense of their work conditions. The authorities refused to receive them, so a delegation of the workers hand over a letter with the workers' petitions. This conflict happens when their work is even more important due to the change in the way of the life in Spain. There will be a meeting with the companies next week, but the workers don't expect too much. They announce that if their demands are not accepted, they will do a strike despite the beginning of the summer, the time of the year when their work is more important.
Around 100 forest firefighters have demonstrated today in Madrid to demand the maintenance of their work conditions. They insist that this is the only way to reduce the number of fires that Spain suffers every year. From Madrid, Tamim El Dalati, Baixabak Jabar.
Now, thousands of old age pensioners demonstrated on Thursday in Athens, calling on the government to stop cutting their incomes, which they say have been so reduced that they can no longer pay their bills. Here's more.
Hundreds of pensioners from across Greece flew to the capital to demonstrate over deep consecutive cuts to their pensions and their social security benefits. The elderly crowd marched through the city past the Ministry of Labor, where they were stopped short, waiting for a meeting of their representative with the political leadership of the ministry. Protesters said they have been reduced to poverty by multiple pension cuts, adding to their already strained financial situation that saw multiple new tax hikes introduced throughout the years.
Every month, my pension is butchered more and more, whether it is my main pension or the supplemental pension. When will we get it back? Who will listen to us? Who is going to save us?
Pensioners have also been hit especially hard by the so-called property tax on their homes as part of the IMF-led reforms. In addition, after the state social insurance fund suffered medicine shortages, many people also had to chip in to get their medicine, while some others mentioned they were also obliged to help their own children who had lost their jobs in the midst of this soaring crisis.
They're afraid there is a lot of insecurity. There is no light at the end of the tunnel, as we used to say. How can we not be afraid? There is no future. When there is no future, when our young people are living and going abroad, what does that tell you?
According to official statistics, Greece's unemployment rate rose to 26.8% in March compared to 22.2% in March 2012. The gloomy unemployment figures were published a day after the International Monetary Fund admitted that it made mistakes in handling Greece's first international bailout. Last but not least, according to a survey carried out by the main labor syndicate YSE, about 1.5 million workers in Greece are working under the regime of partial or entirely uninsured labor.
It is one of the rare times retirees and pensioners take to the streets to protest against the austerity measures imposed by the troika of international creditors comprised of the EU, the ECB and the IMF. As they say, no further cuts in their pensions and their social benefits can be accepted, as they have already waited a huge weight imposed upon them by the economic crisis. Lucas Romanos, Shabaka Kabar, Athens.
Now, tens of thousands of protesters took to the streets of Brussels on Thursday, following Belgium's largest labor union's call to join an anti-government rally protesting against public sector job cuts, layoffs and other austerity measures. Protesters demanded that leaders bring austerity measures to an end and focus on boosting growth and reducing unemployment. Well, that's it for me now. Thank you very much indeed for joining us. Goodbye.